Hi guys, hope you all are doing great today. So I'll start with my introduction. I'm Malika and I've been into the modeling industry for the past 2 years, and this is my first podcast, and I will be talking about modeling and of course about my experience in modeling. So you know, there are a lot of things that comes to one's mind when one thinks of entering the modeling world, such as height issues and many more issues like that. So I'll be answering all such questions, and we'll also discuss in detail as to what exactly modeling is all about, and should we be entering beauty pageants or not, and how to gain confidence, and the pros and cons of this industry in my upcoming podcast. So I'll start with my first podcast now. So now today I'll be talking about what you need to take up modeling as a career, and for that I'll be sharing my own story, and like I'll be telling you as how I got into it. So globally, you all know that this career requires a good height, starting from 5'5 for females and 5'8 for men to be on the ramp, which is not something personally I support. I also own an average height, which is not typically acceptable as per global standards for modeling, but yet I made my way through it with limitations, of course. So always remember, you have to be fit physically and mentally to be suitable for this profession, else you're out. So starting from my experience, I always had keen interest in fashion, and I always dreamt myself on stage with loads and loads of lights on me. So knowing all the limitations and hindrances, there was just one thing that pushed me to take step forward in this industry, and that was just my inner passion and high level motivation. Also, I knew this won't be a long-term thing for me, so I always considered my backup options as my strength always, which is my second job as a social media handler. And trust me, I just love being a multitasker, and I love challenging my limits all the time. I knew handling both together would be difficult, but my passion had different plans for me. In 2018, I had entered a beauty pageant known as Miss Delhi 2018, and to my surprise, I was one of the winners, which made me feel so beautiful from inside that I just can't tell you. I got 2 weeks of strict ramp walk and grooming training before the pageant, which was a life-changing experience for me. I've always been a confident girl, but winning a competition from 30 girls with robust walk and presence of mind leveled up my confidence, which just pushed me to take more steps in this career. And after the pageant, I just gave more auditions to walk on the ramp as I started loving it. But again, to my surprise, rather than being chosen as a participant, I was being chosen to train people for the skills I had picked up previously. And that was the exact moment I understood what I wanted 5 years down the line. In the same year, I also worked in a Hindi music video called Bebana, along with Rahul Jain, who's an amazing singer who has, you know, sung a lot of songs in Bollywood as well. And you can search up my song on YouTube by typing Bebana and Rahul Jain in front of it. So anyways, so from there I started fashion blogging too, and started flaunting my poses, which I'd been making up in my mind right from entering my first beauty pageant. So you know, what is the moral of the story? What I'm trying to tell you, like, even if you have flaws, just accept them and move on. Believe in your dreams, and trust me, your journey becomes tad easier. People will create problems, but trust me, self-belief and positive affirmations help you to solve all those problems easily. And everything comes with a price, always remember that, and be ready for consequences. More than height, modeling is all about confidence, and trust me, people are so scared to see confident people, if I have to be brutally honest. So that's all I have for my first podcast. So I'll be talking more about modeling and how to gain more confidence through modeling in my next podcast. So thank you so much for listening. See you soon.